Tuesday the 9th of March, Kof Gimel Adar, Rabbi David Potash, the Bracha on Karpas.
I'm sure when you heard the subject matter of the Bracha on Karpas, you probably thought, what can we speak about the Bracha on Karpas? It's posh that everybody knows, on Karpas and Big Bury Priyadomo. But it's not. However, it's not so simple. The Mishnah in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph says, "Hivir lefanav metabel bechazeres." Rashi and Rashbam say that the Mishnah is saying two separate things. Hivir lefanav yirokas, we bring yirokas for the Tibul Rishon for dikkunim the first time, and if you don't have shy yirokas, then metabel bechazeres, you use chazeres, which is one the first of the list of morot. In other words, that the only thing you have is for the evening is morah, so you use the morah twice. So you use it to dip in for the Tibul Rishon and also later on for the morah. We'll get back to that later in Ritz Hashem. The Gemara says that when you do have Shai Rokas, the Gemara says, then the Seder is, as we all know, that you make Bir Priyadoma, you dip in, and later on, after you wash for Matzah, you make Alachidas morah on the morah. But the Gemara says you make Bir Priyadoma on the Tibul Rishon. And the Rashi and Rashbam both say that when you make this bracha bo priyadoma, as it says in all the Haggadahs, you should have in mind to be moitzi the mora also, because there's a shita to hold that since the mora is not really part of the suda, you just eat it because of the mitzvah mora, mela it would need its own bracha. If you have in the middle of the suda, you would have to make bo priyadoma on the mora in the middle of the suda, and therefore when you dip your karpas, your Tibul Rishon, you make Bir Priyadoma, you should have in mind, you should cover for the Mora in the middle of the Sudas. The Gemara says explicitly that you're making Bir Priyadoma on the Tibul Rishon in order to be moitzi the Mora for itself as well, in order to be moitzi the Mora which is in the middle of the Sudas. So the Mishabura says, as a result of this, Mishabura in Sim Tofa and Gimel Sivkon Kaf says, we should therefore take something for karpas that's going to have the same bracha as the mora in the middle of the suda. So since the mora we use the lettuce usually, and maybe chayin, which we'll get to soon in Ritz Hashem, that's bo priyadoma. Therefore, we should take something for karpas, which is bo priyadoma. Now, the poskim and the minhagim mention various things that we take for karpas. The Shulchan Aruch itself, it says karpas ushayerek. Now, for some reason, the Masada of the Seder night, Kaddish Ochas Karpas, chose the word Karpas. But Karpas is actually one of the types of Yerokas. The Master Shekel says that he heard from a Chokum Godel, who heard from Choykrim, that Karpas is celery. And the Chasam Sofer writes the same thing in Shuvas, that his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, was Choyker V'Doyrish until he found that Karpas was celery. So Karpas actually is not a general term for this mitzvah of Tibul Rishon. The word karpas is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara calls it Tibul Rishon. The first one to mention it, as far as I know, is Maril, and the Shulchan Aruch then says karpas is shayerek, but karpas itself is celery. So that's one type of thing that's mentioned before us. I don't think it makes a difference. The Mother of Ram mentions something called petrosilia, which is sold daily in Machan Yehuda, where I come from, which is Parsi. But they call it to this day petrosilia. The arm in Hagim that are brought down to use onions.
Potatoes.
Of course, I think most people, certainly in England, use potatoes. And there are various people that also use radish. Now, as I said, most the minhag and offer seems to be potatoes. And what I want to talk about actually is why this has become the minhag and offer, because I think the potatoes is the one which is the most poshut that has a bracha bo priyadoma, and all the others are shari b'machlokas, as we'll see. But we have to remind him first a couple of klalim in Hilchos Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, in Yerokas, the sugi Yerokas, of vegetables, there are certain klalim which are brought down in Hilchos Brachos, in Simon Reish Beis and Simon Reish Hay, as follows. A vegetable that is normally eaten raw, and is not normally eaten cooked, then when it's raw we make Bir Priyadoma, when it's cooked we make Shahakut. Well, it's the other way around. If it's normally eaten cooked, but not raw, then And when it's raw, it's shahakel. And when it's cooked, it's bo'pri adam. And of course, if it's eaten raw and cooked, then it's always bo'pri adam. Now that sounds simple enough, but it's not. There's in many cases in halacha there's machlokes. So let's say in this case of when it's not normally eaten raw, and it's eaten cooked. So when it's eaten raw, it's shahakel. When it's cooked, it's bo'pri adam. There's a machlokes between the machaber and the Magen Avraham. What's called not normally eaten raw? The machaber says a rabbi chiddush. Shulchan Aruch says that even if it is eaten raw, but it's better cooked, then only when it's cooked is it bo'pri adam. But when it's raw, it's shahakel. Even though many people eat it, but it's better when it's cooked. The Magen Avraham disagrees with that. The Magen Avraham says that for it to go down to shahakel when it's raw, it's got to be that nobody eats it like that. It can be eaten. It's royal achila. But if it's not royal achila, you don't make a bracha at all. It's royal achila, but it's not the derech b'chlal to eat it raw. And then, when it's raw, it's shahakel. But if it's the derech to eat it raw, even when it's better cooked, then when it's raw, it's still bo'pri adam. So again, we have a machlokes of something which is eaten raw, but it's better cooked. What bracha to make on it when it's raw? According to Shulchan Aruch, you make shahakel, and according to Magen Avraham, you make bo'pri adam. That's one issue. There's another issue of the other way around. Things which are normally eaten raw, but when they're cooked, they're either not eaten cooked, or they're not as good when they're cooked. So the example given by the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch is garlic. Garlic is, the Gemara says, is eaten raw, and when you cook it, it's not so good. And therefore, people don't eat it, and it's shahakel. So all the Rishonim and Achronim ask that when we cook garlic with meat, the garlic is very tasty, and people eat it like that. So how come it goes down to shahakel? So everybody answers, all the Rishonim and Achronim answer the same thing. And the third is because there, the reason you're cooking the garlic with the meat is to put taste into the meat. It's not for the sake of the garlic. You really want the meat, and the garlic makes the meat very tasty. So therefore, the garlic itself has gone down a dagger. It's really not as good as it should be, and the garlic goes down to shahakel. There are other things which Rishonim and the Poskim say, which when you cook them with something else, would remain with their bracha. They give an example of an egg with dvash, of cooking nuts with honey, making some type of nugget, which they actually cooked in the honey. So an egg is obviously bo'pri eitz, and when you cook it with honey, you're not cooking it to put for the nut to do anything to the honey. It's the other way around. You want the honey to give taste to the egg, so the ikar is the egg, and therefore you still make bo'pri eitz. Okay, so these are the klalim of brachas which we need to be able to get back to our sugya of karpas. So let's take the various different things that we mentioned. The first thing we're going to talk about is Petrazidia, the parsi. The Magen Avraham says in his time the minigan office was for Karpas to use Petrazidia, to use parsi. And he says he can't understand why you should use parsley, because parsley, he says, is better when it's cooked. It's not the type of thing you normally eat raw, and therefore when you eat it raw, it's going to turn into a shahakel. It's going to be shahakel. And the Gemara says explicitly that on Karpas will make bo'pri adam. So he makes two suggestions why it should be that it's still bo'pri adam even though it's raw. The first suggestion is that it's lishitase. So we said before that the Magen Avraham holds in Hilchos Brachos that something that's eaten raw and it's better cooked, it's still bo'pri adam when it's raw. Shulchan Aruch, we said, holds that it's shahakel. But the Magen Avraham itself holds that it's the bo'pri adam. So he says, even though the parsley is better when it's cooked, but according to what I wrote in Hilchos Brachos, he says that when it's raw, it's still going to be bo'pri adam. So that's fine. So that's one reason why the minhag was to use parsley. The second reason he says why it's okay is because of the second hakdama that we said, that when we mentioned the garlic, that the garlic is cooked with the meat. We said that the reason it remains bo'pri adam when it's raw and it goes down to shahakel when it's cooked is because even though it tastes better when it's cooked with meat, but it's not cooked for the sake of the garlic, it's cooked for the sake of the meat. And therefore the garlic goes down to shahakel. So says the Magen Avraham, it's the same with the petrazidia with the parsley. Parsley is used to give taste. So when it's cooked, the reason it's better is probably because you cooked it with something tasty like meat. But the parsley itself has really lost its taste, and therefore when it's cooked, it's going to be, even though it tastes better, it's going to go down to charcoal, but when it's raw, it's going to be burnt beyadon. So the Magen Avraham therefore substantiates the minhag of in his time to use parsley for karpas, for one of these two reasons. Either because even though it's better when it's cooked, but the Magen Avraham itself holds, if people eat it when it's raw and it's still good, it's burnt beyadon. Or because when it's cooked with the meat, it's only really for the sake of the meat, but the parsley itself is really worse, and therefore when it's raw, it's burnt beyadon. Now, both these answers are not so pashut, as we said before, because the shita of the mechaber is, the shita of the Shulchan Aruch is, that for something to be remained burnt beyadon when it's raw, it's got to be that it's better raw than cooked. So the Magen Avraham only answered the shitase, but according to the shita of the mechaber, petrozilia is going to be shahakot. And therefore, the Magen Avraham itself says here in Hilchos Pesach, he says, I still don't understand why we take petrozilia for karpas, because what do we have to put ourselves into machlokes for? Why do we have to take something which is b'machlokes shmir? We should take something that is partially according to everybody by Pri Adama. So he says, maybe Pesach time is not Yerokas around, he's a nitkak, he's a mutzutzok, he's trying to find a reason why the minig is to use the petrozilia. So therefore, as far as we're concerned, since it's a machlokas, and there are other things around, therefore, I imagine that's why the minig of using petrozilia was lost on us, and we don't use parsley anymore for karpas. I've never seen or heard anybody that uses parsley for karpas. Yes.
Insects, they don't use it anymore.
Well, nowadays you can get insect-free hasalats, all sorts of these type of things. You know, they sell them here as well. Oh, that's a different shayla. That's not poshut. That's shahak. But we're talking about even the things that do grow in the ground, they're still going to be shahak according to the many poshut.
Potatoes, the only thing which goes in the ground.
Right. So that's the as far as the parsley is concerned. So that's really a good reason why we don't use parsley. Now, the second thing, which is mentioned in the poskim, is, as we said before, karpas, which is celery. The Magen Avraham brings that the maril wanted to use dafke celery because he found a remez. The karpas is samach porech. Mishabur brings it, samach means the 600,000 people worked in Avodas Perech. So there's a remez in the karpas for the shibud of Yishai. The Chasam Sofer found another remez, because he said that there, besides celery, instead in Germany it was called celery, but in other countries the celery was called afya. And he says afya is Rosh Tevis, kale, pearl, yeshuris, otter. So he said that's another reason to use celery. So the Maril says to use celery, the Mechaber brings karpas, which we said is celery, and the Chasam Sofer also said it's a good thing to use celery. So the Chasam Sofer throws in his Shuvas, the words, because celery is nechol chai betibul b'chaymetz. Celery is eaten raw when it's dumped, when it's dipped in vinegar. Now, why did he throw this in? Why did he say this? So here we have to bring another hagdama. That there's another machloikus, a big machloikus, about, as we said, something which is only eaten cooked, and therefore when it's raw you make shahakil. But what happens if when it's raw there are other ways of eating it? You don't eat it exactly by itself. No, people don't eat it by itself. But they eat it, as we would nowadays, with mayonnaise, or with cheese, or in those days it was with tibul b'chaymetz, with dipping it into vinegar. Does that make it that it's something which is nechal chay? So here again we have another machlokes. The Magen Avraham, and against the Chasam Sofer, and the Chab Yaakov, the Magen Avraham is talking about a case which we mentioned right at the very beginning, when somebody does not have yerokas for his karpas, for his tibul rishon. So it's Merumas, and the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Mefurash, he should take what he's going to use for Mara, he should take for his Tibur Rishon. So the Gemara says, if he's taking lettuce, Chazeres, and the Mishnah is lettuce, the Gemara says in Dafnama Tess, that's lettuce, Chasa. If he's using lettuce for Mara, so he should take his Mara for the Tibur Rishon. And then it's Machlokes in the Gemara, how do we do it? Do we make Alakidas Mara the first time or the second time? This passed in the Shulchan Aruch one way, and the Pesach a different way. That's a different sugya. But I call upon him, the Moravam asks as follows. He says that the men in the Gemara is talking about using lettuce, but there's many different types of Morav, and one of them is Kreng, which we also use, most people think use Kreng as well, besides the lettuce. So the Moravam says in his time, everybody uses Kreng. And he says, we have a problem. If you're using Kreng for Morav, and that's all you have, for the Tibur Rishon as well, so how can you make Borei Pri'adam on the Kreng? He said, no, beats raw Kreng. Raw Kreng is almost inedible. In fact, that's his second kasha. His second kasha is he shouldn't make a bracha on it at all. He has two kashas. His first kasha is, how can we make Borei Pri'adam on the Kreng? It should be shaka. And his second kasha is, it's impossible to eat it, so he shouldn't make a bracha at all. So the Chag Yaakov, in Shulchan Aruch, he brings the kasha of the Magen Avraham. And he says that the reason why you don't make shahakal, why you make Borei Pri'adam, which is before he says it's clear in the Gemara you make Borei Pri'adam, so we have to find a reason why. So the reason why you make Borei Pri'adam is because it's normally eaten by tibul b'chametz. It's eaten with by dipping it in vinegar. Maybe they soaked it a little bit in vinegar just to take away the harifus. But Kol Panim, he says, since it's normally eaten dipped in vinegar, that's called nechal chai. It's called that it's eaten raw. And since that's it's nechal chai, then we make Borei Pri'adam. That's how he wants to answer the Magen Avraham's kasha. So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Brachos brings this machlokes, and he says, you see from the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham holds that this is not good enough. Just the fact that we dip it in chometz, that's not, does not make it ne'achol chai. It's got to be something that's normally eaten on its own, when it's raw. So then you make Borei Pri'adam, but if you normally dip it in chometz, then that's not enough to make a nechal chai when it's on its own. You should make Borei Pri'adam. So let's get back to our celery. How do we eat celery? Now, where I come from in Eretz Yisrael, when I was in Hilchos Brachos, I was very surprised to hear from all my Israeli students that they never eat celery raw. In the Israelis, they only use celery for the chicken soup. They cook it in the chicken soup and it gives a beautiful tang to the chicken soup. They don't have celery salad. There's this new thing in Israel called Waldorf salad, which we all know what it is. It's celery and apple and raisins mixed together. This is something which they just recently discovered in Israel. But most people use the celery to cook in their chicken soup. In which case, celery in Eretz Yisrael, raw celery, it's a shahakel. It's a shahakel. So it's not nechal chai. It's only nechal mevushel. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, to use celery for carapace is celery, to use that for tibul rishon would be a problem, because it's only going to be sharper, and how are you going to be moitzi your chasa, which is Borei Pri'adam, how are you going to be moitzi your lettuce, which is Borei Pri'adam? Now that's over there. What about over here? Now, we all, here in England, in America, we have celery salad. But again, the celery salad is not just celery on its own. It's with chometz, it's with mayonnaise. Even when we do eat it on its own, we have a salad plate. Very often it's with cheese or with mayonnaise. I think rarely, unless you're one of these vegetarian people that eats only vegetables all day, but rarely people actually eat celery absolutely on its own. So I don't know whether even a chutz la'aretz, whether celery is a davar nechal chai. I'm leaving this as a shayla for you. If somebody eats celery on its own, what broth would you make? Would you make Borei Pri'adam or shahak and ebed vorek? I don't know. And therefore, the Oira Sofek, that to use celery for Tibur Rishon might be a problem even in Chutzlaretz. I don't know. So, I'm suggesting that even though the Maril said that he was mad if to use his celery for Tibur Rishon for his Karpath, because of Savach Porech, and the Chassofer said it's Afil, which Kel Perishua Zotar is a wonderful thing to use, I'm suggesting that the reason why probably we don't use it anymore, I don't know anybody that uses celery for carpath. I think suggesting that maybe the reason is because of there's a suffix on the bracha. It could be that raw celery is takashaka. The next on the list which we had was onions. Botzer. Now what brocha do you make in an onion? Right? A lot of people say, why not? But actually, the maskon of the Mishnah Brura is that you make shahakol on all onions, raw onions, cooked onions, old onions which are sharp, fresh onions which are sweeter, on all onions we make shahakol. The reason for that is, basically it's given as one of the list, like garlic, of things which are eaten raw and not cooked. And when they are eaten cooked, they're only eaten in order to give time to the tafshil, like the garlic. So when they're cooked, they're for sure shahakol. The shah is what about raw onions? So the Mishbura brings from the Shai Tshuva, and the Chayadim agrees with it, that in the places where one doesn't normally eat raw onions, then it's not called nechocha either. It's shahakol. So if you live in France, French people love eating garlic, raw onions, then you would make bar priyadama on garlic and onions. But other people in England, America, Israel, people don't eat raw onions, and therefore the Mishnah Brura says in all those places where we don't eat raw onions, they are shahakul.
Different
people make
different broch on the same
picture. It goes after the mokum. It's talking about the derech. And the derech goes after the mokum. So So onions, therefore, as far as we're concerned, are out for tibulation, because on all onions you're going to make shahakot. So I did see brought down in Mahagim that there are women Mahagim with different chassidus to use onions dafka, but maybe that was probably in Russia or other places where they normally ate onions. But for us, to use onions would be out because the onion is shahakot. The next on the list was radish. I've seen people use radish for karpas, for tibulation, but it happens to be also a problem. Because when the Mishnah Brura talks about the Mechaber brings the broth of radish in Simur Reish Beis, he says the radish is Bar Pri Adoma. However, the Mishnah Brura brings right at the end of Reish Gimel, he brings a Chai Adom. The Chai Adom says that since we find radish very, very sharp, maybe in the old days they could take it more easily, they were stronger, but since we find radish very, very sharp, he said the Chai Adom says that therefore it's not something which is normally eaten like that. It's only normally eaten with bread or with tibul b'chomet, and therefore he says a radish when we eat on its own would be shahakot. What?
Anyway, which is without any bean.
Maybe. Okay. So it depends. If the now radish is not as sharp and people would eat them, then they would talk with bar piyadom. So that's okay, but the Mishnah Brura brings the Chai Adom, and he says, Be'emes, the Mishnah Brura over there says, Be'emes is a Tola in the Machlokes among Ravon Chon Yaakov, we had before with the crane. The Chon Yaakov says, since he eats crane, with Tibble, with Femmets, so even when he eats it raw, it's Bo Pri Adom. And the Mishnah Ravon doesn't like that, he says that crane is going to be Shakur. So the Mishnah Brura says, with the sharp radish, it's exactly the same. That since it's normally eaten with bread or with Femmets, so according to the Mishnah Ravon, it would be Shakur, and according to the Chon Yaakov, it would be Bar Pri Adom. So those type of radishes which they were talking about are vital of a machloikas shmur. It's a machloikas. What broth are you making about the shakal of Bar Pri Adom? And since the Mogra of Rom says with his Petrozinia, why should we put ourselves into a machloikas? Therefore, those type of radishes we will not take for karpas, for tibulation. However, if you say that the radishes nowadays are not as strong and people do eat them straight, then it's bad Bar Pri Adom, and that would be okay. But after all this, this led me to the maskana that why the minhag nofutz is to use cooked potatoes. Because cooked potatoes, lechera, according to everybody, is bar pri adoma. It's a dover shenechel mevushel, and it's bar pri adoma. There are actually two problems with potatoes. One is that it's the minhag sons, Hasidic sons, do not make bar pri adoma potatoes for some reason. I couldn't find any mekor in halacha for this, but that's the minhag sons. So, okay, if you're a Tzanz of Chosid, you won't be able to use potatoes for your karpas. There's another problem, but this is not the halacha, everybody knows, and that is the Chai Adam says that potatoes are kidneys. So if you're Ashkenazi and you go with the Chai Adam, you can't eat potatoes on Pesach, which means there's nothing left to eat. So I thought this was not niskabel anywhere in Klal Yisrael. Everybody eats potatoes on Pesach, so for us that's not a problem. So I'm offering the suggestion that the reason why the minig became to eat potatoes for Tibul Rishon is because that is more or less the only thing which is vaday bo pri adama, and therefore it's going to be moitzi the morib. What's that?
Lettuce
you're going to use for your morib. So lechatchila we don't want to use the same thing for carpas unless you have nothing else, because then it gets into all sorts of other problems.
Wouldn't it be better to use the lettuce? Are you making the bracha on the same thing?
Right? Yeah, but then there's a big machlokes. When do you make alechiyah for morib? Do you make it before the carpas, or are you going to make it afterwards before the morib? It's machlokes from the Gemara and it's machlokes the poskim. So that's we don't want to get into that.
Or some eat lettuce together with the potatoes and the lettuce together with the morib. You'd be right.
To eat the lettuce with the potatoes together. So, but then you're already eating something which is roi for morer. So that's machlokas if mitzvahs ain't shichus kavana. You're already eating your morer. So we don't want to do that. Lechatchila, unless you absolutely have nothing. There's an interesting svara in the Bi'alocha, where the Bi'alocha brings the kasha of the Magen Avraham that if you don't have anything else and you're using chrein for your karpas. And the Magen Avraham asks, how can you make Bo'er Pri Adama on your chrein? And he even asks, how can you make anything on the chrein, because it's not really Roi L'Achila. So the Bi'alocha says an interesting svara. He says, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu was cover us to eat more, therefore, had the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu actually, he made this Achila Chashuva. And since it's an Achila Chashuva, then you make a Bo'er Pri Adama on it. What do you mean? What's the svara? Because all these kilukim that we had, that something they only eat raw, that when it's mavushal it's shahakol, or something they only eat cooked, when it's raw it's shahakol, what's the reason for that? Why does it go down to shahakol? The third is that we will be mshabeh to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the food, for the wonderful things that he gave us. So when we mshabeh to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we give him shvach for yidol, and we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, Borei Pri Adam, you created this, it's got to be something that's choshuv in order to deserve this is a special bracha, otherwise it's just a regular bracha of shahakol. So it's got to be a derech choshev of achila. So if it's normally eaten cooked, the choshev way of eating it is when it's cooked. It's normally eaten raw, the derech choshev is when it's raw. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, even if something's not normally eaten raw, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us to eat this tonight, on Leil Pesach, eat this morah, that gives it tremendous chashivas. It becomes a mitzvah deraisa. Nowadays morah is a mitzvah drabanan. But in the time that it became Pesach, it was a mitzvah deraisa. So this gives a tremendous chashivas. So it says in Mishavrua that this chashivas will therefore bring it back up to its regular bracha of Bo'er Pri Adama. It's a very nice svara. However, this does not help us for our karpas. Because karpas is not a mitzvah. It's mufurish in the Gemara. The karpas is not a mitzvah. Karpas is only in order to get the children involved to Kadesh Yishalat Yishalat Yinokas. It's not considered a mitzvah. And therefore, there's not going to be a svara here of mitzvah actually, and therefore we still have to therefore find something that is Bo'er Pri Adama for its own reasons. And so, just to recap, as you might have thought at the beginning, as I said, that the bracha on karpas is poshut Bo'er Pri Adama, we see it's not poshut at all. There are many things that were used over the generations for karpas where they have at least a machlokes whether Bo'er Pri Adama or shahakel. So the parsley which is petrozilia is a machlokes whether it's adama shakel, because it's on the one hand it might be better cooked, but even if it's eaten raw the machaba holds that shakel, and on the other hand when it's cooked it's worse because it's really only to give taste. So that's one reason, another reason why it should be Bo'er Pri Adama when it's raw. But Magen Avraham says don't get into machlokes, use something where there's no machlokes. The celery, we said, is something which in Eretz Yisrael is only eaten cooked, or even over here it's eaten only with dressing, with mayonnaise or cheese or chometz, and therefore it's not so poshut that it's something that's a davar nechal chai, and it could be it's only shahakel. And the tznoim and the chrein are things which are only eaten betibul b'chometz, and therefore when eaten raw it's also machlokes when it's shahakel, and therefore. I'm not telling anybody to change their minig. Everybody should do what the minig office is. But the minig on offers, which is to use potatoes seems to be the most oisker halten according to the halacha.